Well, my next guest is a mixed martial arts artist who sprang into action last week tackling a man he saw assaulting people in the streets of New York City. Unfortunately, that's happening a lot. Joining me now is Ro Malabanan, and it's wonderful to have you. This video is quite incredible. When you saw something going wrong, you decided to jump into action. You have training. I would assume that you would think, if you don't have training, don't attempt this?
I mean, definitely not. I definitely would recommend that you either just call the cops or just yell and scream for help. And fortunately, I was able to just use my training to be able to help out.
Ro, I do have a question. So in the video, we can see you are there, and then there's somebody on your back. Who is that?
It was one of the gentlemen that wanted to help out and stop this guy, because apparently he witnessed this guy assault another person, an older gentleman, and also a kid. So he was one of the two people that actually kind of like told me that he was assaulting other people. And I just was able to, again, use my training to be able to subdue him, and he was just helping to pin him down.
You live in New York City. Have you seen an increase in crime in your area?
Absolutely. At least for me, just being able to just walk around and just trying to live in New York City, I constantly get harassed, whether it's on the streets or on the train. And I grew up in New York City, so it's really, really been bad recently.
Tell me a little bit about MMA. How long have you been training, and who do you recommend it for?
So I've been training in the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 12 years. Prior to that, I was in Western boxing, and currently I am learning judo. And it is really great for anyone, actually, because if you're looking to defend yourself, I had an option here whether to confront this guy, and it would have been an all-out brawl, like, you know, punching and kicking. However, it would have been like an assault on my end. So for me to be able to use grappling, whether that's judo, jiu-jitsu, or wrestling, I think that's the best form to be able to subdue a person in this situation.
Well, you're a great guy, and thank you for doing the right thing. It's a good lesson for all of us, and maybe more of us should study MMA as well. Thank you, Ro.
My pleasure.